Hey, it's your girl, Coach Kinsley.
And Madison.
Today, we're going to be doing client interviews.
Welcome to 15-Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. I'm producer Mike, senior editor for the podcast, and a former client of Coach Kinsley's who benefited from every rep until I heard...
3, 2, 1, let's go! Remember to always consult your physician before starting any nutrition or fitness regimen. This is my girl, Madison. We've been training since last year together.
I started with you last summer, so almost a year.
Happy anniversary to us.
Oh, thank you.
So how did you start pursuing personal training or group fitness?
Well, I have been through many different types of fitness. I think everyone goes through stages, but this most recent time, I knew I needed something. I needed a little push. I had my second child in November.
Congrats.
So he was about 6 months, 7 months old. I knew I was ready to really get back into it, but might need a little bit of a push, some accountability. I decided to pursue some personal training, some group classes, just to try something different.
Oh, I hear that. Accountability means everything. Without accountability, the fitness and nutrition, whatever plan you're written or have intentions of doing, doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Very helpful. Makes me show up even when I don't feel like it, because the hardest part is getting there sometimes.
Yeah, but it is good that when you have a trainer and a workout written for you, that's literally all you need to do.
Absolutely.
Just one thing.
That's what I have told a lot of people. It just takes the decision making out of it. That's been huge for me. I have 2 kids at home. I feel like I'm always making decisions for myself and other people. And I don't have to decide what I'm going to do, what body part I'm going to work out. I just show up and do what I'm told. And I don't have to think about it. I can just turn my brain off and work my body, which is great for my mental health as well.
Yeah, it's a little break for your brain. Not for your body at all, though.
Absolutely.
So how many times a week did you start working out?
Like when I started working out here with you?
Yeah, when you came back.
I think I started like 3 to 4 times a week, and then I quickly ramped it back up because I'm kind of a black or white person. I tend to be all in or all out, and I really enjoyed the workout. Now I'm hanging in at like 5 times a week is usually my normal.
That's great, because you're still active when you're not in the gym.
Yes, walking, and I have a physical job, and I am chasing after my kids all the time.
Yeah. How do you rest in between? What do you do for your body?
I try to be good about my self-care. Take some time to myself, definitely not daily, but a few times a week. I love taking baths. Epsom salt baths are great. I love when I can sneak away to, I have a gym membership with a sauna included. So I love some sauna time. That hot therapy is really good, especially after a good workout. You know, I try to take a few minutes in the morning and meditate or stretch before the rest of the house has woken up, whenever I find whatever time I have, and try and take a few minutes here and there. But recovery is really important, I think.
Yeah, especially when you have so many people relying on you. Like, you can't show up as your best self unless you're taken care of too.
Totally, totally.
So you're black and white with your fitness, with your training. How would you say that you are with nutrition?
Definitely more shades of gray. I try. You know, I love healthy food, but you know my obsession with Pop-Tarts. I'm 1 week clean as of today.
You're an addict.
The sugar is hard to get off of for me. I have a sweet tooth for sure.
With our nutritional meetings, have you noticed any differences, or has the accountability been the biggest thing for you?
Definitely accountability. And you're always full of good information for me with figuring out like the macros and always pushing the protein and hydration and reminding me there, make sure I'm getting my protein in and all of that. It's been helpful. And I always love to bounce stuff off of you that I'm, you know, thinking of doing or that I think might help, because you have a lot of knowledge in that department.
I got you, girl. I can talk nutrition all day.
Yeah. And I appreciate it. But it's definitely, I have the workouts down. The nutrition is what I am focusing on right now.
Yeah. Didn't you say you're about to start a challenge?
Yes. I'm 7 days in. 7 days in. Hence the no Pop-Tarts for 7 days.
Right. 7 days clean. So what was the big push for you to get back? You mentioned that you just had your child 6 months ago. What motivated you?
I work out for my mental health just as much as my physical health. I feel better. I have more energy. I feel like I can be more present for my kids, for my husband, at work, when I have that time to work out. I had been working out at home before that, which is great. I have some things at home. I have a treadmill. I have some weights. Like, I can get a workout in, but it's very hard to motivate myself to just go downstairs and do it. I need to go to a gym. I mean, I just wanted to get back to doing it regularly, consistently. You know, it's self-care. It's self-care. Like, people see exercise as a punishment, and it's not a punishment. It's a reward. Like, moving your body, gaining strength, setting yourself up for success long-term. All of those things you have to look at. Like, this is my me time. I love it. It's me taking care of myself and my body, making me stronger. Hopefully, you know, we'll age better and be around for a long time and able to pick up my grandkids.
Oh, yeah, we will. That's why we're always doing those burpees. If you ever fall when you're old, you got to be able to push yourself off the ground and get back up.
I'm going to try and remember that next time I'm mad at you for making me do burpees.
I like that you said that working out is not a punishment, but a reward, because there's a lot of people who can't work out. So many times I wake up in the morning, I'm like, wow, what a blessing to be able to get up and walk around and pick things up. I've trained people who didn't even have a hand, you know, so for me to be able to pull weights with both my hands, like, that is a blessing, and it's not a punishment at all.
It is, absolutely. It's a blessing. It's a privilege. And well, I'm a millennial. I'm kind of right in the middle there. But I grew up with a lot of that poor body image, diet culture stuff being very relevant. Everyone, you know, pushing the narrative of, like, skinny is the only way to be. And all of the, like, Victoria's Secret models being, you know, as a young teen, an older teen. And so I'm really trying to reverse all of that in my brain, and not, if I eat a cookie, I'm not going to go punish myself with a workout. Like, it's all finding that balance and working out. And like you said, it's a blessing being able to move my body and do that because it feels good, because it makes me feel good. And then it's important to eat healthy, keep your body working and how it should be. But I never want to raise my daughter to think that because she eats a cookie, she's got to go run a mile to punish. And that was kind of the narrative around a lot of young girls I know when we were in our formative years, teenage and early 20s. So I'm trying to model better for my kids.
That's really inspiring. And I know that she's watching you. There have been studies about how a child's health turns out is 70 to 80% reliant on the mother's health. So, like, dad, please go work out. Yes, good for you. But your health and your perspective is even more impressing on them.
That's good. Good. I try to be a good example. She has her own yoga mat. We do yoga and stretch together.
That's so cute.
And she shows me new yoga moves that she comes up with. So we have fun with it. It's a lot of fun. It's a good way to bond.
So I think that the first time we worked out together, it was dark morning, 6 a.m. You walked in a little late.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, you had your slides on and you're putting your sneakers on. And we got to work. I noticed that you were very intentional about your form from the get-go. You were super receptive to any corrections that I had. And then after working out for, you know, long enough to kind of see what you were capable of, I was able to really start pushing you on heavier weights. You were definitely lifting too light for yourself in the beginning.
Yes, I think that it's hard to find that confidence in the gym, maybe especially as a woman or being, I've done strength training throughout the years off and on, but I have 2 babies in 2.5 years and, you know, would get out of it and then trying to regain that strength. It's not that, like, the strength comes back quicker than you think, but it's the confidence to pick up the heavier weights, to push yourself that little extra, you know, for an extra set or an extra 5 pounds, whatever it is. But that has been the biggest difference for me working out with you. It's so nice to have somebody that will correct the form or will give me the push even at 6 a.m. when I don't feel like going up on the squat or the bench press or whatever it is. But every time you suggest I go heavier, let's just say I haven't failed. You're usually right. And I always feel much better at the end and a sense of accomplishment.
Yes. Lifting is so mental.
Mm-hmm.
And almost always, you've heard me say it before, your mind's going to give up before your body does.
Oh, absolutely.
I would go as far as saying 100% of the time.
Yeah.
I've never seen the opposite here yet.
No, I agree for sure. And it's definitely, I think I got comfortable with you really fast because you will, you know, critique the forum or whatever. But I could tell you're really knowledgeable too. And something about being a woman working out with another woman, a lot more comfortable for me. I've had male personal trainers in the past and, like, they were great. They were nice. But the female and the male body are different. And I think that you understood, you know, I was rehabbing, having, like I said, 2 babies. And, like, my core strength was really, really not where it should have been when I came back. And so having to kind of, you were always great about giving modifications when I needed them in that area. And that was extremely helpful as well.
Yeah, almost every movement starts in the trunk, in your core, especially when we're lifting things like dumbbells, kettlebells, and barbells. That strength is really important. And I'm also a trained doula, so yes. I have a lot of insight into like women's bodies specifically from pregnancy to birth, postpartum, and on. So I'm really glad that you felt the comfort. And the same way that I would push you to weight up, I'm checking out your form, you know. I've told people to drop weights before too. So you're definitely safe when you're working out with me. I'm glad that you feel that. And trust me, because like you said, I don't think you've ever told me no. You've rolled your eyes at me. But
oh no, you sound like my mom.
But you always have stepped up to the challenge, at least for one set.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, this is my longest trainer relationship I've ever had. So hopefully we can keep it going.
That is so awesome. For sure. Yeah, recently, so we've changed from more HIIT style training to like strength and conditioning as well as volume training. And that's what's really given us space to start lifting heavier. How have you liked that switch?
You know that I prefer the strength training. That is kind of my favorite type of workout. But they say whatever you dislike doing the most is maybe what your weakness is or what you need to focus on. I show up for the cardio. It's not my favorite, but I know it's necessary. Same with the core stuff. It's not my favorite, but I know it's a necessary evil. I enjoy the straight, heavier lifting days more, but I find space in my routine for all of it because it's all important. Heart health, the cardio, keeping your heart healthy, and all of that is a very important part of it. I'm just slow.
When you say that, do you mean slow compared to how you were before or compared to an imaginary picture you've made up? Or
I would say I've never been like fast, but yeah, I definitely, the cardio is running and burpees and all that is definitely harder for me.
It's just harder than lifting.
It's harder than lifting. Or I enjoy it less, so maybe that's why it's harder. Yeah.
I feel you. I have tried when I run to smile at the same time, and that really helps me.
Okay, I'm sure you look like a psycho running. Nobody's that happy about running.
So that mind over matter.
Yeah. No, that's
And then I
true.
Think to myself, the faster I go, the sooner I'll be done. And that's not the case with weightlifting.
True.
You know, to build muscle, you need to spend time under tension. So to get better results, you need to go slower.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, not all of us can get a third place in the race they run after rehabbing a knee for months. So
I'm very surprised.
Well, I'll try and follow in your footsteps and start training for that 5K I keep talking about since last fall.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah, so you have a trainer that doesn't just walk it like she talks it. She runs it.
Yeah,
like she talks
there we go. You're inspiring.
You're inspiring.
Oh.
Thank you so much for coming here, sharing your story, and telling us a little bit about your challenges and perspective. Hit the highlights for us.
Show up for yourself. Like I said earlier, getting there's the hardest part. Sometimes getting past that mental block. Do it for yourself. Do it for your future you when you're 80. It's definitely easier to build a foundation starting out earlier, but also you can start at any time. And if you're like me, who especially struggles with some seasonal depression type stuff when the sun is not around, I know exercise is absolutely hands down the best thing I can do for myself. So, and get yourself a trainer that's as good as Kinsley.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today on 15 Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. The fun doesn't need to stop here. Email me at coach@coachkinsley.com. You can check out my webpage, coachkinsley.com, and also find me on Instagram at, you guessed it, Coach Kinsley. Your girl. See you next week. Boom.